16 years old boy, and that time came one big scholar, India famous scholar and chief of the knowledge library, you can say. He was the chief, Keshav Kashmir. But within half an hour, he is defeated by Nimai Pandit. And defeated it is very miraculously. He understood I am defeated, but he not feel any pain. He is thinking, the Mother Saraswati unhappy with me, then this boy defeated me. Then night he have done much attentive worshipping to Mother Saraswati. You see, that Digvijayi Pandit, Keshav Kashmiri, within half an hour he defeated. Digvijayi Pandit asked Nimai, I heard your name and now I am hearing your study with your students and you are a master of Kala Vyakaran grammar. That I am thinking. Very good. Nimai Pandit given much honor to him and told, when come to us, please pray to Mother Ganga something. We shall see. And he prayed, Mother Ganges. And Nimai said, we cannot understand everything, but some of the sloka you can explain to us. And Digvijayi Pandit also wants to test Nimai Pandit. Then Digvijayi Pandit said to Nimai Pandit, which sloka I shall tell? I told so many slokas. And Nimai Pandit told the one sloka. And Digvijayi was surprised. Like thunder I told the slokas, which he memorized one. And he asked, which I memorized? I told like thunder. And he told, you have got mercy of Mother Saraswati. I have got Mother Saraswati, your mercy. Then I can memorize. Then finally, he defeated with that sloka, Mahattam Gangaya Sarvamidma Bhati Nidara. This sloka, Yadisha Sri Vishnu Charana Kamala Utpatti Shivaga. Then Mahaprabhu said, now you explain, and what is good and what is bad inside you tell. And Digvijayi was a little angry. The bad, nothing bad inside there. What I told, it is final. Good. Finally, it is good. Everything. And Mahaprabhu said, yes, yes. But big scholar, they have also some fault. And I am seeing inside, there is something fault. You are saying, you tell what? Then Mahaprabhu told, if you not will be angry, then I shall tell. Then he explained. And Digvijayi wants to defeat that Nimai Pandit, cannot. Anyhow, that is another history. But that Nimai Pandit, 16 years old, what I want to say, 16 years old boy, so brilliant, and defeated Digvijayi and all the scholars, Pandit of Navadvip, they given honor to make a meeting. Badi Singha, meaning he is the lion. In this way, that Nimai Pandit, when try to preach Krishna consciousness after taking sannyas, and before sannyas also. Before sannyas he is preaching Krishna consciousness. I've got many associates like Haridas Thakur, Srivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, so many. They all scholar and big scholar. And they have got a big group for preaching. And with his own divine power, when Nimai Pandit spreaded Krishna consciousness and finally wants to take sannyas for preaching Krishna consciousness. Anyhow, that Mahaprabhu given three directives to us. He not composed so many shlokas. He can do. Who can memorize within a second? He can do many shlokas. It was his capacity. But he have not done it. Only for direction, given some directives, and only one shlok given for direction. That is Srinada Pishuni Chana Tharodi Bosa Ishnuna. You know everyone that shloka. The only one shloka Mahaprabhu given to us for our practicing life. And from young age I am hearing that, always hearing from the big, big scholars. I have also good fortune to meet with big, big scholars. But every once I have that one directives, and other Srimad Bhagavatam and Puranas, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, etc. But every heart, that one is under one directive, that is Srinada Vishuni Kena Parodiva Saishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaha. Very simple. Srinada, be humble. Because you can understand. You try to understand yourself, how much you are qualified. Then you will see, I am not so much qualified than great personality. Then be humble, naturally. And so much disturbance, so many disturbance around me, I cannot deny it. Then necessary be tolerant. From family life to sannyas life, everywhere that one disturbance, influence of others, tolerant. And everyone want some respect. Give that. What to loss for him? Rupa Goswami Prabhu's character, if you see, then you will be more settled in your principles. It is what Sai Prabhu told whom? To Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami giving some collection of his sloka. Rupa Goswami knows that. What he corrected, that is perfect. But when Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, yeah, this is good, he changed his mood. That means giving honor to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He knows, I am right. But when Gopal Bhatta Goswami given some correction, he accepted that correction and makes. Jiva Goswami cannot tolerate. Jiva Goswami knows Rupa Goswami. Who is Rupa Goswami? Then he went behind Gopal Bhatta Goswami and he told, sir, what you told to Rupa Goswami, that is some difficulty. And he, some discussion, he have done discussion with Jiva Goswami and he understand he is wrong, Rupa Goswami is right. And he come back and told to Rupa Goswami, no, no, you are right, I am wrong. Your decision is okay. Then he told this boy, 17 years boy or 18 years boy, who is that boy? He is very intelligent. He understand your language. He corrected me and Rupa Goswami Prabhu told, this is not Mahaprabhu's mood. What difficulty to give honor to him, but you cannot stay within Mahaprabhu's line, you go to back to your house. That is decision. When we take that, we can understand we may be right, but when respectable personality want some respect, give respect to him. And Mahaprabhu simply told to others, Trinadu Pishuni Chena, Tarori Vashaishnuna, Omanina Manodena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He will be qualified to do Kirtan. Who will hold this three quality? Trinadu Pishuni, Tarori Vashaishnuna, Omani Mano. Be humble, be tolerant, and give honor to others. Very simple thing. And chant Hare Krishna. With this mood, you will be qualified to chant. And chanting Hare Krishna means you will get love and affection with Krishna. And Krishna will be more merciful to you and he will reveal in your heart and give service to his divine grace. It's very simple method, simple thing. But we will try to follow it. Otherwise we will be cheated. Cheated by our guru. If we will not follow this, then result not will come. So we need result, good result. That is our desire and respect, key expectation, everything. Then we will try that. Then not will come. any disturbance. Disturbance always will come. That is the nature of this world law. But we can harmonize with everything. This tree will give us life, and that is the real spiritual life we will get. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 16 years old boy, defeated Digvijayi. Then as a man, his advice, if we follow him, we will be benefited. And Mahaprabhu realized everything, then finally given that tree. That time his age 47. When the sloka Mahaprabhu given to us, I am thinking, last time he 8 sloka given us, but one tinaki sikhastakam keto darpanam arjunam, glorification of Harina, and the quality and differentiate and different type of name of the Lord, and their glorification, and third, which way we will be qualified, that is Trinada Vishunichan of this sloka. Second sloka Namna Mukhari, third sloka Trinada Vishunichan. And finally, the full surrender to Krishna, you will be super benefited in your life. And so many devotees of Mahaprabhu, they have got direct mercy of Mahaprabhu, and they told everything, Nama Sreshtam Manamapisati Putra Matrasta Rupam Rupam Dashag Rujamurupurim Mathurim Gostabhasam Radhagam Nangirivara Maho Radhika Madhavas Praptu Yashat Prasadjupayasi Guruntanana Prasad. This is so many slokas. In that scripture we can see, composed by Sarva Goswami and their associates, their followers, so many things, especially Narottam Das Thakur. He composed so many things, but all directives going to the Trinada Vishunichena. Then if we will try to follow that Trinada Vishloka, then all will be harmonized within us. That necessary. Hare Krishna. Jayam Vishnu Vasila Bhaktira Saksira Deva Sai Maharaj Ki Jaya. Jaya Sisti Guru Gaurangandaru Govinda Sundar Jiv Ki Jaya. Jaya Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jaya. Jaya Samabhada Vushtamandali Ki Jaya. Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya. Jaya Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Thakur Ki Jaya. Gaur Paramanande Hari.
Jaya Vishnu Pada Bhakti Siddhanta Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jaya.
Today is Dadasi, no?